make sure that it's working. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, yeah. We are live right now. Happy New Year, everybody. We're live here with on Warm Wrestling Live, a little New Year's Eve gift for you. We're talking to a great coach and an author of Life Lessons from the Wrestling Mat. And today he's here with us, and we are on Warm Wrestling Live. Let's make sure that my volume is off on my Facebook. There we go. And we're here, man. So we were on last time, Mr. Kaufman, and I know, I apologize. The internet wasn't doing what we wanted to do, and we just kind of got thrown off there, but we're back. Great book you have on Amazon. Life Lessons from the Wrestling Mat talks about, you know, successful coaching strategies, overcoming adversity, amongst a bunch of other stuff, athletes that you've met over the years and you've coached, and many, many other things. So with that being said, how are you? How has the holidays been for you? I know you're Jewish. How was Hanukkah? Everything go well?
Thank you so much for asking. Hope you had good holidays as well. Hanukkah was pretty good. I have a newborn at home, and due to some other medical items, we're very much tight with COVID. So we didn't see anybody in person at all. So what we did is we did Zoom Hanukkah every night, all 8 nights.
Oh, how cool is that?
You know, in a way it was good. My mother-in-law got to see her grandsons most nights, which was good. And we invited a bunch of friends and family. And that was a good opportunity to see some friends and family that we would not have seen otherwise. So that was good. And it was multi-religion. I had a friend that's Muslim and joined us one day. I had a friend that's Christian join us one day, a very close friend. So it was nice. And we got a lot of gifts. I should also mention that my mother-in-law, on my request, will get me a shirt that says "We Will Wrestle Again." I want to buy that shirt for a long time, and I'm very excited to wear that shirt. And I think from a wrestling standpoint, I think about that every day, that I hope that all of us are able to safely wrestle again.
Yeah, it's been, it's definitely been a year. I know 2020 is coming to an end this evening. And I'm sure I speak for a lot of people when I look forward to 2021. But I also want to say that, you know, with all the setbacks that 2020 has given us, it's also given us a lot of really, really good positive things. I mean, I was able to jump into the wrestling world, give back to the kids, give back to this thing. I'm sure you've had some stuff that you probably decided, like this book. You mentioned that you always wanted to write a couple more books. We got quarantined. What a better time, right, to give you the opportunity to knock out some books. And I know a lot of people around the country who have said that it's really been a time to reflect and kind of do some things and really take advantage of some opportunities moving forward that maybe you would have taken for advantage, right? Mm.
Good point.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just happy to be here and going into it, and Happy New Year to everybody. But, you know, first of all, tell us who you are, Mr. Kaufman. I know you coach wrestling. I know you've coached youth wrestling for many years. I know you went to the University of Virginia. You wrestled in high school. And I know that you do a lot of, you're in the business world, but you also are still heavily involved in the youth wrestling program in your area. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've been coaching for over 20 years, ever since I graduated UVA, University of Virginia, in 1999. So I did youth for a couple years. I did 1 year in the youth league for Mount Vernon Mat Monsters many years ago. That was a great experience. I then went and coached Mount Vernon, my alumni, for a year. It was a good experience. It was a little bit too far away from my job, and the commute was a little bit tough. So at some point I'd be driving 22 miles to co-coach and drive 22 miles back. It was a bit much. So then I went ahead to Marshall High School, and I coached there for 18 great years. And I only left because I needed, after I had a child, to have something a lot closer to home. So last year I coached at Washington Liberty, formerly Washington Lee in Arlington, Virginia. Right now I'm not coaching that much outside of virtual practices because Arlington County will not have a wrestling season this year due to COVID concerns. But yeah, I do look forward to coaching again in person when it is safe and healthy and I can get back and the family fully agrees. So
Yeah, which is awesome. So all these experiences in coaching led you to write life lessons from the wrestling mat, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Lessons I've learned as a competitor, as a wrestler, and sometimes even as a spectator. What did I learn from many years coaching and wrestling all over the country and even sometimes all over the world? And what are lessons that I learned from coaches, from the wrestlers that not only can help one wrestle, but help one throughout one's life.
Yeah, and it's a great book. And I know if anybody's looking to purchase it, you can get it on Amazon. That's another amazing avenue. And he's got other books on there as well. But I believe your wife is an author as well. Isn't that how you got into it?
Yeah, absolutely. My wife is very much passionate about veganism. And so she wrote vegan travel books, and she also wrote a couple of other travel books as well. And she's really enjoyed writing the books. I think they're also a great opportunity. She's pretty busy now with two young children, but it's something she looks forward to getting back into and getting back active. And it gives her a lot of flexibility, which is really good. And she really enjoys writing. So from her motivation, I went ahead and wrote some books, including the wrestling book and a book about business ethics as well.
So what are, right off the top of your head, without going through every chapter of the book, what are a few of the successful coaching strategies that stick out to you that you spoke about in this book?
Delegation is really important. Just like in real life, you have to delegate the right people to the right assignments. I think Jason Planakis, I used to coach under him for 14 years, was really amazing at that. He would find the right coaches with the right kids. He would identify which coaches would work with different kids. He was also very wise. He knew which coaches were very busy with other factors and how much he could depend on them. And that was really one of the things he did really well. He knew, for example, with me, when I had a child and I was really busy, he knew that I could only get in the room maybe once a week. And if I couldn't, well, I was just busy with family. And he understood that. And that's something I really appreciated him. And the current coach at Washington Liberty, Coach Morelli, he's done a great job too. He's been very flexible and understanding that stuff does pop up and you're going to have weeks that you're just not going to make it and not make the tournament. And he's okay with that. I think the antithesis of that is sometimes you have coaches that don't always know that and they push the kids too hard. They even push the coaches too hard and that can become problematic. I won't name names, but I heard of coaches that would say, well, I need you for this activity right now. Drop everything and help me. Okay, someone in your family's not doing well. Well, I need you tomorrow. And that can be bad. So I think the antithesis is, again, knowing what your wrestlers can do and being reasonable.
I think we lost you, Coach. Are you there?
What?
Are you there? Are you back, Coach? There we go. I got you.
I'm back. I'm back. So, sorry. So going back to delegation, Coach Ferrix, I had an opportunity to wrestle varsity, but I wasn't that good, frankly, my freshman year. I was small even for 103, and I wasn't really ready, so he had me wrestle JV, and we forfeited varsity, and it was the right call. So a lot of it's delegation. And of course you have to delegate at work. We all know this. You have to know who can do what assignment and be wise. It's not just about delegating. It's about delegating to the proper people. So that was really, really important.
Yeah. And it seems like you go not just in a delegation, but you go into a multitude of coaching strategies. If you are a young coach looking to obviously educate yourself on getting better, it's a great book for that. If you are an experienced coach that are just looking for some new tips and see what others kind of have to say, it's great for that as well. But the book is called, again, I'm talking to Mr. Noah Kaufman. He's a youth coach and a high school coach in the Virginia area, and he's wrestled himself, went to UVA, as you can see from his hat there, and he's talking about his book, Life Lessons from the Wrestling Mat. Just went over some coaching strategies if you haven't been on the air with us. But now there's a lot of really good stories in there about overcoming adversity. Mm-hmm. Tell us one that really sticks out in your head that you really spoke about in the book.
Well, one that's pretty well known in the wrestling world, but so inspiring, of course, is Anthony Robles, wrestler for Arizona State with one leg. incredible, incredible. He was able to overcome tremendous adversity, use literally his strength to win the NCAA wrestling tournament. And looking back, I was really lucky at the time. Frankly, I was single, in a relationship, but I didn't have a child. And I had the flexibility, frankly, of dropping everything, going to the NCAA wrestling tournament. And it was a great experience. I saw Anthony Robles actually, I think, tech fall a UVA wrestler, frankly, I think in the first or second round. He didn't win 1 year. And then Anthony Robles beat a very talented wrestler from Iowa, McDonough, who was a former national champion, in the final. And that was just, I mean, and that's why it's the cover of the book. It's pretty well known, but again, it's an incredible story. And again, he's not the only one who overcame adversity. I've seen a lot of wrestlers over the years who've also overcome adversity. And he's not even the only one-leg wrestler who's done really well either. So again, that's a really good example, and that's why it's the cover, because he was so inspiring to everybody. And I think there's going to be a movie or something coming out with him, but he's done an amazing, that's an example that's just incredible.
Another amazing, I see, we had, there's a young man in our state that I watched wrestle through the districts and regionals last year. I think he made it to states. If somebody out there knows what I'm talking about, and correct me if I'm wrong, he's a blind kid.
Wow.
Really good.
Wow.
Really strong. And to watch him wrestle is just a pleasure. And
wow,
it's amazing. You talk to his coaches and everything, and he says he's the hardest working kid in the room, because he can't see the other kids faking the push-ups or kind of backing off. So when it's push-up time, it's push-up time. When it's pull-up time, he can't see what the other people are doing to try to affect his mindset. So he just understands what he's doing. And it's obviously, it's doing great for him, because he's had a great
career. Incredible.
Now, you know what? You spoke a little bit about what made you write the book. Obviously, something... Was it specific to, I'm in quarantine and I've always wanted to give back to wrestling, so let me write the book? Or had you had some, have you maybe witnessed some coaching where you're like, wow, somebody needs a manual here. I need to put it together.
That's a great question. I think wrestling's something that was always so important for me for many, many years. And so I wanted to write about something for which I deeply care. And that was something that was important to me. And I wanted to talk about my stories and really help other people, inspire with lessons to help other people. And I wrote the first version of that book around 2015. And it was when my wife was pregnant with our son. And I thought I was going to be super busy as a new father. And I was. So I really worked hard in getting the book done pretty quickly so that it would be done before we had a newborn baby. And then fast forward a couple of years, and I'm in a position where I'm on parental leave. I work for the State Department. I now have a 12 weeks of parental leave, which I think is a very helpful policy, and I appreciate the time. I'm sure my wife and son do as well. And so while I'm extremely busy, okay, I'm watching the son pretty late at night. He's napping. I have a little bit of time to work on the book, as I'm not doing my day job that much. So again, I'm on leave, so I have an opportunity now to work on it. Plus some of my other side jobs, I'm not doing this period of time. So I had a little bit of extra time. I figured now is the time to get some of these things done, as in 2 weeks, I'll restart my day job and I'll be busy, and then I'll restart some side jobs as well. So I'm, you know, this, you have to take advantage of the time that you have.
Everybody out there, if you're listening to it live, and we're live, I just posted a link to the book on Amazon. Go ahead and check it out. I just posted a link in my comments. Take a look at it. It should be good. If you're a parent, it'll be great for you, because a lot of us parents, as I can say, is I've never been a wrestling coach, but I've gone to learn stuff about wrestling so I can be a better wrestling parent. So it's good for that too. But go ahead. I attached the link right in our comments, so feel free to take a look and maybe a good gift for the family, for the kids, or just something to keep there as a reference. So I know you spoke about it. We know you're still coaching. When do you think you as a coach will be back in a room and doing it again?
That's a great question. In some ways, only God knows. Frankly, it's going to be a combination of when my family is comfortable with me being in the room. It might be in different facets. There might be a section where I'm in the room, but I'm not. I can demonstrate moves in some ways, but I'm not really sparring with the kids yet or sparring with the children yet. There might be different factors when I can actually start to spar. I don't know when that's going to be. It might be a little bit down. I'm hoping to coach next year. God willing, I do get the vaccine. My family gets the vaccine. The numbers are down to, I would hope, to very close to zero. Arlington restarts wrestling, and you know, there'll be opportunities for me to come back. I absolutely hope to coach next year. So I don't, it's a great question. I don't know. Like, we want to make sure we're comfortable due to, again, having a newborn, and before the child is 1 year old, 1 year old, then, you know, he's not going to be able to wear a mask for a while either. So we have to be very careful about, and again, I just want to emphasize everyone's different and what they feel comfortable doing. And I respect that, but you know, for our family, we have certain items. We haven't seen our own parents in months ourselves. Like, we've been very, very tight about avoiding COVID due to some medical issues and really just having a newborn baby and a son who can't get it. No, obviously my son at 4 years old might not be able to get a vaccine for a while either. So I know it's a long answer, but sometimes.
Oh, hey, listen, I think we're all in the same boat. We all have different thoughts about it. You know, there's people extremely left. There's people extremely right. There's people right down the middle, and everybody is entitled to what they believe and think. And that's what makes our country great.
It's a great point.
Yeah. And I hope that, have vaccines started to be distributed in your area?
I believe they have. I know a rabbi I know had gotten the vaccine, and some acquaintances got the vaccine, but it hasn't gone down to lower levels. It's now obviously medical professionals. So I am looking forward to getting it. I just don't know when that's going to happen. I should also mention, I'm going to give your website great credit here. The live videos from JO Wrestling, I mentioned that. They're fantastic. I think they're great workouts. I've done them alone at night, trying to be quiet, not to wake up anybody. And I find them fantastic workouts. I have had a couple Zoom workouts myself outside. Very safe. It's just me and I Zoom with adults and some high school kids if I can sometimes. And I've done some Zoom workouts. Even last week, I did a successful Zoom workout alone. And yeah, I just
want to say, he does a great job.
He does an amazing, it's a tough workout. And again, they're great ways for those wrestlers who maybe they're living with their grandparents, maybe they're not in the room at all. It's something, and I highly recommend that to anybody that's watching now that is not wrestling due to concerns. You do those workouts even alone for an hour, you'll be sweating, you'll learn a little technique. It's not bad, and I think that's great. And I've been able to do some Zoom workouts. When I get back to work, I intend to restart my fitness from the mat class, now virtual, and try to do that about once a week. And I invite other adults and do some type of coaching. So I do intend to do that type of coaching as long, you know, until COVID's done. So
well, good for you. Now I know that you've got a hard stop here coming up. So talk a little bit about now, what is this New Year's Eve going to be like for you? Or do you, is it going to be very, very different than New Year's past? And do you think we're going to see balls drop and see the New Year's? And are we going to see fireworks displays? Do you think we're going to get to at least have somewhat of a normal New Year's?
Gosh, it's a great question. For me, you know, if a kid at home or child at home, I should say child, plug to my mother, rest in peace. My mother would never say call them kids because kids are baby goats. Sorry, I was, you know, my mom said that. Anyway, so she's right. So with a family at home, I really haven't done New Year's for years. Although last year wasn't too bad. We just had some sparkling cider. I did buy my wife some sparkling kosher apple juice last week.
Love
so
it.
The plan is she usually wakes up to feed the baby around midnight. So the plan is to wake up her up around midnight for a normal feeding, give her some sparkling grape juice.
And just celebrate.
my son and I did make some New Year's masks. So we might wear them for dinner.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, we're not going to do much. There will be a ball drop, I've heard, so that's good. I just hope everyone can be safe this New Year's, and it's not going to be the same. I get that. And, you know, we just hope that we can celebrate better next year.
Yeah. Hey, and you know, God bless to those who have made it through this. Our condolences to folks that have had losses or have been sick through these times, and we wish everybody a safe and healthy new year and moving forward. But hey, so let's do it. Ready for the 10 questions?
Yes.
All right. Baba ganoush or hummus?
Hummus, definitely hummus. It tastes a lot better. It's a nice question.
Ankle pick or high C?
You know, I really like the high C. I used it a lot in high school. I think it's a little bit easier. Ankle picks are great too, but I prefer the high C or the high crotch.
All right, let me make sure I say this right. Masa baka or couscous? Masa baka or couscous?
Oh, I like if it's babka, I like babka a lot more.
All right. Half or cradle?
You know, I've learned from some great coaches. I'm going to give another an old term shout out to Coach Hill at Hayfield. He's an amazing coach. He coached me, even coached me in college a little bit. Made me much better. Halves are tough to hit in college. I will mention they work well in high school. At the college level, they are tough. If you watch college matches and even elite high school, halves are great guys for those developing their skills. They're wonderful, but the cradle's probably going to do much better for you long term. So cradle.
Awesome. All right, here we go. White fish or salmon?
Salmon. I do like salmon. It's delicious. My wife might be watching, but she knows I eat salmon, so it's good.
All right, so two kosher meats that are very good. Kosher salami or pastrami?
Oh my gosh, that's a tough one. I'll say kosher pastrami.
All right. Double or single?
Depends on the wrestler, I gotta say. For me, I think the single is easier. My years of coaching youth, I found doubles a little hard with some of the kids. We often teach, all joking aside, we often teach the Jordan Burroughs blast double. It's a great move. Frankly, you know, talking about delegation, doesn't work for every wrestler. Some of them don't have the explosiveness to hit it properly. I think a single is a little bit easier for the kids and also anybody learning wrestling to learn. I think the single is a little bit easier to hit.
Nice. All right. Chicken noodle soup or matzo ball soup?
Matzo ball soup. I missed that.
Yeah. All right. A little, the last one is a little freestyle for you. Gut wrench or leg lace?
From what I've seen in matches, I would think gut wrench is probably higher percentage. It seems that the guys do that. I would recommend for anyone to watch international matches. It'll make you better. You see what they do all over the world.
Excellent. Hey, listen, I'm so sorry the first time. I don't know what happened, but I'm so happy I was able to get you back on here. I'm so happy we're able to promote your book. It's a fantastic book. You've sent one to me. I've enjoyed it. And I'm glad you're enjoying Jay LaValle's clinics. He's been doing them now for months, and very good feedback. And he's just, what an energetic, fun guy. And you and your wife and your, not your kids, because those are baby goats. Have a fantastic new year. Stay healthy. And anytime you want to do this again, feel free to reach out.
Well, thank you so much. Happy New Year, everyone online. For those who can wrestle right now, you're really lucky that you can get on the mat. And I encourage you to be safe. But if you're able to and your parents are supporting you, it's a wonderful opportunity. For those that aren't, you know, the virtual practices might be what you can do for a while, and just acknowledge and be happy when you can get back on the mat. We will wrestle again.
Excuse me. Sorry, everybody. And yeah, you have a great one. Enjoy your day. Get out of the rain and have a happy new year.
Thank you so much.